This is Twit.
So the mission, the vision of Nextcloud is to be like a completely free open source alternative to most of those cloud services out there. I mean, everything started like a few years ago, still at OwnCloud at the time, as something that's around files. So you can synchronize files and share files and access the files from all your devices, from your desktops, from your phones, from your tablets and so on. But this is only the beginning. So in the meantime, it's more about collaboration and communication, integration with LibreOffice, the document editing integrated into Nextcloud, and there's a lot more. There's calendar and contacts and email and chatting and video calls. So the idea is basically to have a full alternative to this big cloud services out there, with the main differences, which is first of all 100% open source, and second, it's on-premise, so you can host it yourself.
And so at what point does it become self-aware and create Skynet?
Yeah, I don't know. Are we actually experimenting a little bit with machine learning at the moment? So I heard that machine learning is like the first step to self-awareness and to killing all humans. But yeah, okay, hope we can avoid it.
Hopefully we won't be blamed on Nextcloud, we'll put it that way. So this started originally, you were back working, was OwnCloud also your project, or were you just like an employee there?
No, I founded OwnCloud, and it was a nice growth at the beginning. Later there, I made some mistakes with the overall setup, some external investments, some other things that didn't really work out. And then in the last show, I think I talked a bit about the reasons why the core team and me, so it was not only me alone, the core team basically forked OwnCloud into Nextcloud, and now we try to do a few things differently or better.
I see some new things in there that I don't remember seeing 3 years ago, and that's Nextcloud Talk. What is that about?
Yeah, so Talk is a new extension that's about communication. So it's about chat and audio calling on video calling. So the chat feature can be one-on-one chat. So you can, like, in the interface where you click on the other person who is working together with you on a file, maybe you click on the person, say chat, and then you have a chat session. But we also support like real chat rooms, a bit like Slack, or other chat systems like that, Microsoft Teams, where you can have real chat rooms with lots of people and can collaborate, and you can share your files into the room and so on. But there's also the audio-video calling component. So we use WebRTC, and we have native iOS and Android apps, so you can also do like real call people on your phone, and you press the person in your address book and the phone rings on the other side, but with the main difference that it's all running on your machine. It's all 100% open source and open protocols, of course, too.